You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $257 million. That's how much the Metropolitan Transportation Authority plans to borrow in bond markets this week. That borrowing could be pretty expensive for the MTA. The pandemic has dealt a serious blow to New York City and the finances of its public transit system. As of last Friday, subway ridership was almost 70% lower than it was around this time last year. And fewer riders lead to lower revenues. MTA officials say it could be facing billions of dollars in deficits this year and next. And they're asking the federal government to help cover the gap. After all, New Yorkers probably don't want to get back on the subway during a pandemic. But the Senate has adjourned until after the election, so it isn't clear when help might arrive. Until then, the agency is looking at borrowing up to $2.9 billion from the Federal Reserve. The next number up is 31%. That's the consensus economist forecast of how much the U.S. economy grew last quarter. The report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis is due out tomorrow morning. That sounds like an exciting number, and it is encouraging. But just like the headlines about cratering economic activity during the pandemic, it's a little misleading. The BEA reports economic growth numbers as an annual rate. To put it differently, economists think that the economy grew so fast in the third quarter that, if it were to keep up that pace for the full year, output would rise by 31%. But those figures mean a lot less when you remember that the second quarter saw an annualized contraction of about the same size. And in that quarter, the decline in activity was around 9%. All of this means that investors should look past the headlines and focus on the monthly figures instead. Our last number is 5.4%. That's how far JetBlue's stock fell yesterday after its latest earnings report. The airline carrier actually beat analyst forecasts for its revenue and posted a smaller per-share adjusted loss than expected. That sounds as if it should be good news, and JetBlue does seem to be making progress on cutting costs and capacity. Its average airfare was even up a little from last year, with 43% of available seats filled during the quarter. So why was the stock down? Well, its price move on Monday should provide a hint. JetBlue's stock fell 6.5% that day, even though it hadn't reported earnings yet. The declines were more about the surge in coronavirus cases in the US and Europe. Investors are getting spooked again about demand for travel. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.